can't be misogynist anymore, can you? You know, in comedy, which is a good thing, of course. You can't be racist and homophobic. You can't black up. And people look back at old TV comedy programs, don't they, and say, oh, thank God we don't do that anymore, and question why we couldn't do it at the time. Why we could do it at the time. We could do that at the time because the social rules were different. People were, back then, sometimes, by today's standards, racist, homophobic, misogynist. But here's the thing that no one mentions. They didn't do most of those problems thinking, oh, let's do something racist. Let's do something misogynist and homophobic. Let's black up because we know it's wrong. They did it not knowing it was wrong. So you can't punish people for doing it, retrospectively. And also, I'd argue, and this is just a theoretical person, if you're this theoretical person, let's call him, I don't know, Nathan. Theoretical person called Nathan that enjoyed those programs first time around, don't be scared of watching them again and laughing at them again. Because here's the thing. Because you can't say those things anymore, theoretically, they're even funnier. The theoretical Nathan would find them funny. That they fucking are. You can laugh harder knowing that they didn't know what they were doing was wrong at the time. It wasn't wrong. Society has made up new rules. And if you think I'm wrong, I'm not. You're wrong, theoretically. Because most of the comedy you enjoy now, in the future, I guarantee you, will be regarded as offensive. Because that's the way the world goes. One day, you will be the racist. The homophobe. The misogynist. You will. Don't moan at me, baby doll. Shut it, piggy. Chucky!